number three in our red books. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you again for this day that we wake up to this love divine. Your compassions and your grace, your mercies that are new every morning, your great faithfulness toward us. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you give. Thank you, God, for the promises that we have. We ask today, Lord, that we would walk in your presence, that we would know you in a greater way, Lord, that our eyes would be open to see you, our ears to hear. Speak to our hearts, we pray, Lord. Minister throughout the camp this day and all the things that are happening in meetings and in activities and interactions and conversations, God. We pray that there would be the edification and the encouragement of one another throughout the course of this day, that your Spirit would be at work in us and through us, Lord. Make us a blessing, we pray. Lord, we pray for needs that we know, many of them represented here in this room, back home in our families and in our churches, in our communities and amongst friends. God, hearts that are burdened this morning, I pray again you would encourage us. You would bring to us your hope, bring to us your peace. Give us great faith today, dear God, to look to you. Lord, we love you. We bless your name. We worship you, God. There is none like you. Hallelujah. Let's worship him this morning, Jesus. We love you, Lord. God, we bless your name. You are worthy today. Lord, you are worthy. We bow before you, O God. King of kings and Lord of lords, sovereign God, worthy of our praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 4. Finish then thy new creation, pure and spotless let us be. Let us see thy great salvation, perfectly restored in thee. Change from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place, till we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love, and praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, you are wonderful, Lord. You are wonderful. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, isn't he? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Praise the Lord, you're wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Bless.
Some of our young people that are in transition from maybe school to school, maybe school into careers and callings. God, we pray that during these days they would look to you. You are their guide. You are their light, Lord. I pray that you would put within them a confidence in you and a trust in you, that you would lead them, Lord, that you would open doors that they ought to walk through and close doors, Lord, and protect them from places, God, that would not be your will for them. Lord, I pray you'd give them courage and boldness. Lord, I pray you would raise them up as leaders, God, and maybe new places, Lord, that they would be a light, that it would not just be a job, it would not just be a salary, but God, that they would recognize the need around them.
Amen.
Whether in their universities or high schools or
Amen.
On their jobs, dear God, we pray that they would know that their calling is much higher than what was taught in a school.
Yes.
But Lord, that they are serving you and living for you. Lord, we ask, direct their steps, Lord, and do put those in their lives that would bring them counsel and encouragement and wisdom, Lord. So we commit them to you, dear God, in a world that is difficult and an enemy that is fierce. Lord, we pray that you would just raise up men and women of God that would live for you in righteousness and impact this world in great ways for your name's sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus. Jesus. Yes, Lord.
We read in Peter, and to you who believe, he is precious. And he's precious for many reasons. For dying on the cross for us. For so God so loving us, drawing us. And his determination to meet with us, to fellowship with us. But that preciousness grows as we spend time in his presence. It's so important that we give God time to allow him to reveal himself in that way. Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. He comes to us because he's so loving. He wants to embrace us. Jesus talked about that Last Supper with desire, he says, have I desired to have this fellowship. And this is the heart of God, that he wants to come and abide with us. Be with us, to dwell in us. How intimate is that, right? He wants to be within our lives, and we can fellowship with him. And we can learn that preciousness as we grow in that, knowing him and practicing his presence, walking in his presence. Sometimes it's discouraging. You might think, oh, I forgot about him today. But he hasn't forgotten about you. He's been with, lo, I am with you always, amen, even unto the end of the earth. That's a promise, amen, we stand on. We claim Jesus is with us always. And yes, he wants to make that light brighter and brighter. He wants to be more and more precious to us. He wants us to have that loving, yes, fellowship with him. I found him whom my soul loved beneath and held him and would not let him go. And that's got to be our heart's desire. A hunger for Jesus. And we need to pray to that end. Lord, give me a greater hunger.
Yes.
Help me to want to know you in a greater way. Oh, that I might know him in the power of his resurrection. He's got so much for
us.
Not only the wonder and the tremendous gift of salvation, but it's this wonderful
gift. Yes.
And I think that's what our camp is about. It's not only meetings, but it's meeting with Jesus. It's growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, those who are faithful to share with us. I know a lot of times we feel intimidated or hesitant. Sometimes we feel maybe what we have to say isn't profound. But I think all of us would agree that every testimony, every encouragement is a blessing, and it speaks to our hearts. And you never know the life that you may be touching that may be in a similar place or will be. But to hear of the faithfulness of God and the goodness of God in our lives, it's also a command in Scripture that we do that. So please continue and be a blessing.